Joining us in studio is Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good to see you today. And of course, did you get a little bit of rain up there in Indy? I know we got a little bit here.
We did.
Okay. So I do know there was some this morning, but it kind of fell apart pretty quick. But let's go ahead and get on with it. And we're going to kick it off, with saying that the third annual Young Professionals Night Golf Tournament, it was a huge success.
It was. So as you mentioned, the third annual Young Professionals Night Golf Tournament was last Friday. And I just wanted to give a little report on that event. It was a huge success. Tee off was at 8 o'clock in the evening. They had 37 teams of two. They played 9 holes of lots of fun. Special thanks to Equity Bank for sponsoring the putting contest, which was a huge money maker. And congratulations to the winner, Eric Juneau. So he was the best putter out of the group, I guess. And so if you're listening and you're between the ages of 21 and 40-ish, and you're interested in joining YPI, which is Young Professionals of Independence, give the Chamber a call at 331-1890. We want to get you signed up. Their membership continues to grow. They're very involved in the community. They have events like this that are social events. They also have events like this to raise money. They put those monies back into the community, making a difference as young professionals in Independence. So you can check out their Facebook page as well for lots of events and activities.
All right. So again, big success there. And also, this past Saturday was the movie night, but it sounds like you may have another one now, correct?
That's right. So speaking of activities this past weekend, we did have movie night in the park. It was moved from downtown to the Park Oval because of COVID. We featured Wonder Park. It was sponsored by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, and we provided free train and carousel rides as our pre-show activity, sponsored by Magnolia Sense by Design. And also, Sergeant Hicks drove over from Pittsburgh. He's from the U.S. Army. He was there with his basketball and football toss, big recreational blow-up things, mm-hmm. and he handed out water bottles to all the kids, so that was extra special to have Sergeant Hicks there. He's planning to come again because we are going to have another movie night. This movie night, we think we had about 100 people out in the Park Oval. Everyone was appropriately distanced within their family units, and everyone had a really great time, and so we're planning another one, so save the date for our final movie night in the park, September 26th. That's actually the last Saturday of the month, and our YPIs are going to sponsor it. So
very, cool.
Very appropriate. They wanted to be involved in something that really affected their demographic, particularly, you know, young families with kids, bringing mm-hmm. them out to movie night. So what a better sponsorship than our young professionals. So we just are wanting everyone to put that on your calendar. The last Saturday, September 26th, grab the family and come on out. And as we get closer, I will tell you what the pre-show activities are going to be and what the movie will be.
All right, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Outdoor movies have like a different vibe to it than indoor movies. It's very, very cool because you're outside and you could spread out like you said they did, everybody did. So also, of course, we talk about this every Tuesday, but today is recycling.
Yeah, so we have a couple things on Tuesday, Wednesday. So recycling is today from 11 to 1 and this Saturday from 8 to noon. And you can always drop off your debris and appliances and other bulky items during recycling every Tuesday from 11 to 1 and also every Thursday from 8 to 2. And we are needing volunteers. So if you are someone who would like to volunteer to help the cause, no, you need to be 18, but no special skill set is needed. You can just give us a call at the Chamber office, 331-1890. So if you're an individual or if you're a family team or you're a church group or a civic organization, I don't care. We just need volunteers to be able to help. And we really only need about 2 to 4 every Saturday.
Okay.
So if you are interested, I could really use some help this Saturday, the first Saturday of the month from 8 until noon. And that is your commitment. So give me a call. And then I'll just skip right into Wednesday. I want to give a shout out to our Cub Scouts. They're going to be having a kickoff this Wednesday, September 2nd. I cannot believe today is the first of
September.
It's
crazy. I mean, August flew by. So.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, anyway, that's going to be tomorrow at 6:30 in the Wesley Center. And you can contact the Scoutmaster, John Pendergrass, at 714-0793 for more information. And it's for boys and girls K through 5. So, again, that number for John Pendergrass is 714-0793.
All right. And then also coming up, this is going to be a very special event. It's going to be a meet and greet with I don't know what he wants to call himself, but Congressman Roger Marshall, MD.
That's right. So we just
Dr. Roger Marshall, one of the others.
Right. So we just received this through email yesterday, and everyone in the community is invited to a meet and greet with Dr. Roger Marshall. He is United States Senate. And a candidate for the United States Senate from Kansas. So the meet and greet will be Friday, September the 4th. So this week from 1 to 1:30, just that 30-minute block. And then I'm sure he's on to meet and greet with someone else in another community. It will be at Andy May's Coffee Shop. So everyone knows where that is. But in case you don't, it's at 325 North Penn Avenue. And if you have questions, you can contact Katie Sawyer. And her number is area code 620-755-7772. Again, Katie Sawyer at 620-755-7772. And that's this Friday at Annie Mae's for 30 minutes between 1 and 1:30 to meet with Congressman Roger Marshall.
And of course, Dr. Marshall will be on the air here on Friday as well at 10:30. So you'll be able to listen to that. And then you'll be able to meet him over there in Independence. So, of course, coming up, since we have started a new month, it's time for another First Friday.
That's right. So the community is invited to First Friday. This is always an event that is open to everyone. You do not have to be affiliated with the chamber. You don't have to be a business person. You just have to be an interested community citizen, and everyone is welcome. So First Friday is always the first Friday of every month. This Friday at 7:30 in the morning at the Civic Center, sponsored by Skank Insurance. And as I mentioned, this is free event. It provides a great opportunity for everyone just to be well-informed on community issues and activities, just to stay up to date and know what's happening in our community. Also, if you're not able to go, you can always check it out on Facebook Live. We'll put it on YouTube, and you can, you know, watch it at your leisure. It's also on the cable access channel on Channel 65 through Sparklight. But our speaker lineup will be our superintendent of schools for USD 446. He's going to be giving a school update as it relates to COVID and how things are, playing out regarding that. And then Tricia Purden is going to be speaking from the Montgomery County Action Council on the SPARK small business and nonprofit grants that are going to be rolling out. And I believe those are going to be rolled out on the 15th of September. So she's going to give an update on that. And then some really cool new news is Danielle West is going to be the new owner of a children's boutique called Bows and Britches Boutique. And she's going to be telling all about her new venture. So you won't want to miss that. And then we will also be hearing from Kathy Shepherd, who is with RSVP. She's a coordinator for Four County Mental Health. And she's going to be talking about the Sirens and Snacks program. And this is a project to help local law enforcement have snacks on hand so that they can share those when coming in contact with children in our community. So by offering these snacks, they're hoping that this builds positive relationships when they're working with children and families in our community. So they need our help. They're wanting us to bring individually wrapped, non-perishable food items. You can bring them to First Friday. You can drop them off at Community National Bank and the Chamber of Commerce in both Independence and Coffeyville. And this will go on it's probably going to go on through the month of September because it is in remembrance of the events of 9/11. So this project is connected to 9/11. It's called Sirens and Snacks. The chamber offices already has two tubs full of all kinds of really good little snacks that are small enough that they'll be able to put some in the squad cars and have those on hand when our police officers need them.
Very nice. So, again, that's another great thing going on. And also, you don't want to miss coming up on Monday, the Labor Day Spectacular.
That's right. So, Monday will be the holiday. And as we are celebrating, you can finish your evening by attending a concert. It will be Monday, September the 7th at 6:30 in the evening at the Hilly Bandshell. That's the bandshell out at Riverside Park. And Independence Community College will present Labor Day Spectacular under the direction of Dr. Lawrence Markevich and Professor Alexis Lauder. And the community is invited out to the park to enjoy the musical performances by three great groups at the college. The Independence Community College Concert Band, the Jazz Band, and the choir will all be performing. So again, that is Monday evening at 6:30 in the park band show.
I'm glad you pronounced his name. There's no way I would have been able to get Markevich out of that. So I would have said like Markowitz or something, but
don't say that. Then everybody gets it wrong. It's actually Markevich.
Markevich. Okay. So
you and he's amazing. So.
Again, no. I have no doubt about that. It's just. I would have butchered the poor guy's name. Also coming up is Laura Kelly's retirement from Equity Bank.
So both Coffeyville and Independence share an Equity Bank connection. And I just wanted to give a little shout out and celebrate one of our very own. Lori Kelly is retiring after 32 years at the same location. You know, the bank name has changed from First Federal to Equity and such. But anyway, we're just super excited to wish her well in her retirement. And that information about that event's going to be pushed out into the community today. Everyone is invited to do a drop-by on Friday, September the 11th. So that's next week from 11 to 1. Go by Equity Bank in Independence at 6th and Myrtle. And they're asking to, if you plan on coming, even if you're just swinging by, if you can call Amanda Taylor at 779-5473. They're just trying to get a heads up on how many people to plan for. So there's plenty of snacks and water and drinks and things like that. But again, 779-5473. Would be Amanda's number. And then I also want to give a shout out to her amazing husband, Dr. Greg Kelly. And he is also retiring from his family dentistry practice. And he has been there, I think, like 33 years and has just done amazing things for our community by providing great dental care. And we appreciate both of them. You know, they were young professionals when they came to Independence. They made their home in Independence. They raised their kids in Independence. And they're still crazy young, but they're retiring. And we're going to miss them in their places of employment, but we know they're going to still stay engaged. So I just hope that everyone will reach out and let these two individuals know how much we appreciate them.
All right. And also coming up is the 13th annual Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale. I was here for only like a week when this occurred last year, but this event, I tell you what, it is pretty amazing.
It is. So Coffeyville and Independence, we're all in full garage sale mode right now. So it's time to clean out your attic and your garage and turn your trash into someone else's treasures, because that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So get registered for the 13th annual, as you mentioned, Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale. And it's also the citywide garage sale for Independence. It's scheduled for Friday and Saturday. That's next weekend. So you have this weekend plus the holiday to get your act together so you can have your garage sale. However, you do need to get your free permit at City Hall by this Friday so that you're on the Chamber's garage sale map. And the reason for that is because we want to follow the ordinance, so you do need to go get a garage sale permit. However, we're not charging for it, so it's free, but you do need to get registered. And then registering also allows you to be on the Chamber map. And because we lose a day of work next week on Monday, and we want those those maps to be ready on Thursday afternoon. There's like 120 sales usually in Independence, and it takes a long time to prepare this calendar.
Right.
Why do I keep saying that? This map. So we need everybody to get your permit by this Friday so that we have plenty of time next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, to get it all put together. And we print about 1,500 of them, and they're usually all gone. So lots of people are in the community from out of state, out of the area, and in town to, like I said, get all of our goodies and turn them into something special.
And
so
the other reason you want to get that permit, obviously, is also so you're put on the map so people know where you're actually having a garage sale.
That's
you don't want to be that person that's like, I'm here, but why is nobody coming?
So if we get your permit from the city, we will plot you on the map. And they'll have the address. People can put them in their GPS and find you and shop away.
All right. So are you ready for some football? Well, of course, Independence will start their season on the road this week at El Dorado. But their first home football game of the year, tentatively scheduled originally against Wichita North. It's been rescheduled for Fort Scott, but there could be a change back to Wichita North, as we were talking off there about that. But again, there will be home football again on September 11th.
So, yes. So mark your calendar to get ready for football season. Friday, September the 11th. I don't know who will be on the field, as you mentioned, but the Bulldogs will be
there.
Absolutely,
they will.
Kickoff is at 7 at Schulte Stadium. And I also want to let everyone know that it's important that we support our IHS athletics by joining the Independence Bulldog Booster Club. Memberships range from a family membership for $50 all the way up to a big dog membership for $150. Lots of benefits come with both. And you can contact the high school for more information or to check out, or you can check out their Facebook page. And actually, I might have misspoke because I said help support IHS athletics, but I believe that that's wrong. I think it's support all IHS students. I think the Bulldog Booster Club supports band and supports a lot of other things as well. So I'm pretty sure that I'm right. But regardless, these kids need our support. And so if you are someone who wants to reach out and support a Bulldog, become a member of the Bulldog Booster Club. And again, lots of opportunities for memberships. You can call the high school. You can check out their Facebook page, as I mentioned, or you can give us a phone call at the office.
Absolutely. So that'd be a great thing to do. And kids appreciate the Booster Club helping everybody out. So the Independence Optimist Club is having their annual pancake breakfast.
Yes, so next weekend it's going to be busy. We're going to come off of that holiday, like I said, with a four-day work week and a lot of things happening that following weekend with the highway sale and football. And then this pancake breakfast, we actually have a couple of pancake events. But Saturday, September 12th, that's next week from 7 to 12 at the Wesley Center, there will be an Optimist Club pancake breakfast, $5 donation at the door. You get some sausage, you get unlimited pancakes, and an opportunity to support the youth of our community, because that's what the Optimist Club members do. They take all of their funds that they raise through fundraisers like this, they push them right back into the community by being a friend of youth and supporting the youth in numerous and various ways. So, and if you're interested in being a part of that organization, we're always looking for new members. They meet every Tuesday at Brothers Railroad Inn. It's a super lunch. And again, we meet every Tuesday at noon. And we have a meeting. We have lots of great programs. And again, our mission is to support youth. So it's a very rewarding organization. As I mentioned, pancakes will be served. And again, you can get your tickets at the chamber office or from any Optimist Club member. And you can get your pancakes and you can have some more pancakes, because on Saturday as well, there will be the EAA chapter fly-in. The chapter will be hosting a fly-in out at the Independence Airport from 8 to noon. And they're going to have experimental aircraft out there, antique airplanes. There's going to be kind of a meet and greet so that kids can meet the pilots. That would be super cool. And then, again, another hearty breakfast. And I think from the picture that they might even be having some bacon and eggs and all kinds of things. So that's $6. So you can just have your fill of all kinds of breakfast foods. You could have breakfast in the morning. You could have breakfast for lunch.
Exactly.
So for more information, you can call 332-9264, or you can check out the Facebook page, and it's at EAA Chapter 980. And lots of fun things are happening next weekend.
You can have breakfast for breakfast, breakfast for lunch, and then walk it off with the 100-mile sail. So
that's right.
So, all right. And then on September 19th, this one was just announced, and we talked to them yesterday, the First Responders Poker Run and Appreciation Day.
Yeah, so this kind of a save the date. It'll be here before we know it. But September the 19th at 10:30 in the morning will be the First Responders Poker Run and Appreciation Day. This event is being hosted by A-Bait of Kansas District 3. First bike's going to leave about 10:30. They've got six stops to make. My Place, Ballers, the American Legion number 20, number 138, number 139, and then they will land at the VFW 1186 with an after party featuring the band Straight Away. So it's going to be lots of fun, fun in the park, fun on the bikes, and a great way to support our first responders.
And like they said, I did talk to J.R. Watch yesterday, and he said anybody that has a bike is more than welcome to come and join the poker run. So it'll be a lot of fun, and again, like you said, that's going to be on September 19th. Also, there is coming up a virtual job fair.
That's right. So I want to make people aware of all the offerings at Kansas Works. So I encourage you to check out their website, check out their Facebook page, and stay on top of all of the offerings that they have. But they have been and will continue to have virtual job fairs. They have one scheduled for September 22, 23, 24. They have one scheduled in October on the 27th, 28th, and 29th, and then again in December on the 8th, 9th, and 10th. And I'll keep reminding everyone of those dates. But right now, September the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th will be the one that's coming up next. So go to Kansas Works, their Facebook page, their website, and get more information about the upcoming virtual job fairs if you need assistance in employment or you know someone that does.
And speaking about the VFW, like we did here just a minute ago, they would like to invite everybody, they would like to invite the community and everybody in the community out to the bingo night every Monday.
That's right. So we always try to mention this. We want everyone to know that if you're looking for something fun to do, Monday night is the night. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Games begin at 7. Bingo packs for $7. However, do not come this coming Monday.
Because it's Labor Day. Yeah.
So no bingo this Monday, but mark it on your calendar for upcoming Mondays as something fun to do.
So yeah, the next time they play will be on the 14th. Obviously not playing this Monday due to Labor Day. And if you're looking for something for the entire family to do that's a lot of fun, you can head over to Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo.
That's right. So I want to always mention this. You know, I had a conversation with a gentleman from California yesterday for about an hour on the phone, and he's planning to move here, he and his wife, his grown children, his grandchildren are all coming here. And I should have told you this off the air, but I'll tell you right now, he knew so much about the community. And I said, how do you know all of this? I mean, it's out there on websites and Facebook pages, but I was curious to know where he was getting all of his information. And he said that we've been sharing this interview on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And he said that he saw it on our Facebook page and tapped into it, started listening to it. And so he knew all about the park and the zoo because of our conversation.
Very nice.
So,
that's cool.
So while some of you are like, she talks about this every week, sometimes there are new listeners. So we want to make sure that everyone knows about the park in the zoo. Zoo hours are 9 to 7. Every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5, you can enjoy the train rides for 50 cents, a carousel for a nickel, play a round of miniature golf for only a couple of bucks, check out the snack shack, and also mark your calendars for Saturday, September the 22nd. It's 26th, rather. That's the last Saturday of the month, and that is... you know what? I'm wrong. It is not Saturday. It is Friday.
Friday,
it's the 25th.
Yeah.
They will have glow-in-the-dark miniature golf.
Okay, sounds good.
So mark your calendar, correction there, for Friday, September the 25th. For glow-in-the-dark, I think it's $5 a person, because those glow-in-the-dark balls are a little bit costly, so that's why it's more than the $2 because of the equipment.
But
so,
still a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, so Park and Zoo, Little House on the Prairie, again, it's open Monday through Sunday, $3 to get in, $1 for kids, lots of fun things to do out there. If you want Little House on the Prairie information, you can call them at 289-4238. Monday through Saturday, they're open 10 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. Remember, they have the log cabin, the schoolhouse, the post office, the gift store, kind of a petting zoo with miniature donkeys and miniature horses, lots of fun things to do out there. So remember, those are fun things to do with the family.
Absolutely. And also, you guys have a great public library over there, and they have a lot of virtual classes and activities going on.
We do. So the Independence Public Library has open access. You can check out their Facebook page and their website for that. And if you need more information, you can check out their website at iplks.org. or their Facebook page, or call them at 331-3030. But I encourage everyone to get connected with all of their virtual classes and activities and sign up for open access.
All right. So that is what's coming up with the library. And also the Stuff the Bus is still going on, correct?
That's right. So I was talking to Jim Kelly, and we're so super close. He only needs about $1,300 more dollars to reach the goal, which was $7,200.
Wow.
So that just shows you the support that our community has for the youth of Independence in making sure that they have what they need to have a successful school year as it relates to school supplies. So if you would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to Stuff the Bus, please make your contributions out to CFFI. That stands for Community Foundation for Independence. You can drop it by Community National Bank and tell them to get it to Jim Kelly. You can stick it in the mail to P.O. Box 687. And again, help us finish the race and stuff that bus. We only need $1,300 more dollars and we've reached our goal.
All right. So again, big congratulations to everybody out there in the community that's been helping. And they're very, very close to the goal. And also I have the Main Street Receipt Program going on as well.
That's right. So I've got four other just reminders. I want to remind everyone about the Main Street Gift Certificate Program. It's still going on, as you mentioned. And the program is this. You spend $50 at a Main Street member in downtown or around town Independence. You take that receipt into the Main Street office, and they will give you a $10 Main Street gift certificate right back, and then that money goes right back into the community. So it's a win-win for all of us. We're spending money and we're supporting local, and then we're also getting a little reward for doing so. And then that reward, again, goes right back into the community and keeps our small businesses alive and well. So support that Main Street Receipt Program by shopping local, shopping at Main Street members, and turning those receipts in to the Main Street office. And then also, I want to make you aware of another great program. You know, our Fab Lab out at Independence Community College is phenomenal. So I want to make sure that everyone knows it's not too late to get signed up for the Growing Rural Business Entrepreneurial Certificate Program. Say that. Two or three times.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is a comprehensive, practical training in the finer points of growing a thriving rural business, and it's being brought to you by Wichita State University's Center for Entrepreneurship, and so they know what they're talking about. And these are experts in running businesses. So they are here to help us. It's a dynamic, collaborative environment. The facilitators will provide content, lead group discussions that will provide insights about rural business challenges and some strategies to help us solve those problems. And so you can just clear your calendars for Thursday, September the 10th through October the 29th, but it's Thursday evenings from 5:30 to 8:30. This is an incredible opportunity. You can register online at fablabicc.org. And again, this is important because this is a great opportunity for us to really work to grow those rural businesses. And you're going to learn lots of really good, helpful information that you can put into motion to make your business successful or maybe start up your business. Mm-hmm. So again, if you're interested, go and contact the Fab Lab out at Independence Community College. They have a Facebook page, they have a website. And again, you can register online at FabLabICC. And then lastly, I just want to remind everyone to make sure that you fill out that census.
Do the census.
It's so important, and it's coming to a close. So we just have a few days before they're going to wrap that up. So it's real important. Please, please, please fill out the census. You can go to kansascounts.org and get that done. So please make sure that you do that. We don't want to miss out on any funding. For every household in Independence that is missed in the census count, our community loses approximately $47,886. Mm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So we do not want to miss that opportunity. And our responses assure local funding for a lot of these things, like veterans programs, low-income housing assistance, Medicaid, Medicare, student loans, food programs, Head Start, foster care, just many, many important things that affect the citizens of our community. So please fill out that census form. And lastly, I want to let everyone know that our T-shirts sales are going well. We're selling lots out of the chamber office. Those are the Indy 150 shirts. So if you want to be a part of celebrating the sesquicentennial, which is easier said by saying it's the 150th anniversary of our city.
I can even barely say that. So
So anyway, we're celebrating the 150th, and COVID got in the way a little bit. So we are stretching it out from July of 2020 to July of 2021. Lots of things have already happened. Lots of things are still going to happen. And if you want a shirt to commemorate that, drop by the chamber office. T-shirts are like only $15. Extended sizes are $17. And then they have these really nice polos. They're $22 with extended sizes of $25. So you can either get one at the chamber office, Main Street, Magnolia, or you can swing by the museum.
All right. So lots of great things going on. And again, if they want to get a hold of you, Lisa, how can they get a hold of you?
At the chamber office, the number is 331-1890. You can check out our Facebook page. You can message us on Facebook page. You can check out our website. And if there's any information that you want us to help share and promote, please call us at the chamber. If I've said something that is incorrect, please call me and correct me, and we'll get that taken care of. And the chamber just really wants to be a great source of accurate and good information.
All right. Well, again, Lisa, I thank you so much for coming in today, and we will talk to you next week.
I'll be back.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning.